Patchy Siegel in the Morning with Patch and Amy.
I put this thing up on our Facebook page. If you want to check it out and comment, you can certainly do that. It says, if you think your relationship's real, trade phones for a day with no passwords. 90% of you would be single. So I said, I put it up with the question, would you trade your phone with your partner for a day? And we got comments on it. Of course, everybody said yes. Audrey said yes, but I have no need to. Susan said, sure would. No reason for secrets between us. Shannon said, I would gladly switch phones in a heartbeat with my husband. He has the password to my phone and I have it to his. There are no secrets at all between us.
Do you know Clark Kent?
Do I know Clark Kent's password?
Uh-huh.
Not that he knows. I'm just kidding. Don't worry about it. Got my fingerprint on there? No. I don't know. And I think it's... To me, like, you could have my phone. There's nothing shady on there. And I mean, you'd probably be disappointed. It's just pictures of J.J. Watt, Clay Matthews, and puppies. It's
there's nothing exciting.
It's all,
on
yeah, just just people I'd like to see naked and then puppies.
Am I just stupid selfies of either me or me and my daughter?
It is.
Maisie,
it's all you and your, I imagine it's all you drinking Starbucks with that, your O face that you do.
Yeah, just ones of just me and my daughter.
Would you switch? You would be able to switch phones with your wife for a day?
And I leave mine just laying around and stuff. Like, she was doing something last night and she's like, oh, my phone's over there, like, you know, and she saw mine just sitting next to me. She goes, oh, can I just grab that and go and use the calculator and stuff? I'm like, there you go, like, it's just, it's there, it's open, so I don't really care, really. So she's the same way, like, you know, but then not that I could get on her phone because she's permanently on Facebook and everything else anyway. I'd go, oh yeah, wait a minute. It'll be quicker for me to go and get mine if I need to do something.
I always have a theory, though. If you go digging for anything, you can find anything if you dig hard enough for it. It's the reason I don't Facebook stalk. It's the reason, because everybody has a past. And sometimes I read a thing that said, listen, not all ghosts are threatening. And that's the way it is. There
that's
are some,
true.
You know, you got to...
And the thing is, as well, it's like, you know, if you're in a relationship with someone and it's not been that long and, you know, it could be one of those situations where, you know, you're kind of cool with that. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, crap, I've probably got pictures of an ex in there somewhere. So, so you have to be kind of, you know, and Facebook's the same.
And I'm a firm believer that if I don't trust you, then I don't need to be in a relationship with you.
That's very
I either
true.
Trust you or I don't. I'm not. I trust you most of the time. I've had friends who would be, I mean, a friend who was in a relationship for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't trust each other. So they would just always go out together. They fought all the time because they didn't trust each other to be alone.
Isn't that miserable?
Yeah, it was miserable. I wasn't even in that relationship and it was miserable.
Just watching that just go down is just like...
What is the point of that? If you don't trust somebody, you don't need to be in a relationship with them.
No, and if it works out that way that, you know, that... You may be just better off just being on your own.
Yeah, and that's what Dana McDonald from Corner 1.3, he's been married for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 16 years, I think. And he said to me, we were talking about just relationship stuff the other day. And he's talking about his wife. And he's like, she's still the sexiest woman I know. You know, you have to, if somebody wants to be with you, they're going to be with you. If they don't want to be with you, then they shouldn't be with you. You know, there's all this relationship stuff. To me, it just shouldn't be that hard. It's work, you know, you have to work to make sure, but it shouldn't be hard. You should want to work.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's and you got to regard it as being kind of a little bit like a job. But it's a job you want to do and be in, because it is work. Like every day, there is something. And if anyone turns around and says, "Oh no," like every day is like paradise and nothing's, they're lying, because that's not the case. Because you always have to work.
You get sick of people. How do you not?
Yeah, you have to work on it every day. Just even if it's just the smallest of things. And sometimes, and when I say work, like, you could be in a conversation and they may say something to you, and then this thought pops in your head and you want to say it, but then you're like, yeah, maybe I shouldn't say that, because then you're working on it. You know what I mean?
I try to treat my relationship with Clark Kent the way I treat my relationship with my friend, my best friend, 27 years.
Yep.
I leave, you know? I'll give you a chance to miss me. I'll see you in a few days.
You seem to be doing pretty well, though.
Yeah, because I go home.
This whole relationship thing, it seems to be working
I'm
out pretty good.
It.
Yeah, you are. You just beat him down so he thinks he can't get any better now.
Yeah.
That works.
Got him right where I want him.